Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about girls, baby.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for real talk. I'm your tired ass host, this D out of the D. And I got my co-host Greg out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How are you doing, B?
I'm tired. That's why I just said I'm your tired ass host. Yeah. I'm tired.
Yep. And I tell you what, this weekend went quick.
It went really quick. I'm going to be honest. It doesn't feel like a Sunday to me. I mean, I'm just, like, really tired. Part of it is, a lot's been on my mind. Let's start off with what I did not do, because this is a subject that we normally will be talking about. So let's talk about what I did not do, because I was so tired. Guess what? I didn't realize that there was a Preakness. When I realized there was the Preakness, it was like about 45 minutes before the start. And
yeah.
I was like, you know what, fuck it. I was like, I could have probably made it to the racetrack to make a bet. I was like, you know what, fuck this shit. I was like, I ain't gonna watch.
No.
Good thing I didn't, because of course I would have chose to win. Didn't I win? The horse I would have chosen was Epicenter. Well, Epicenter
did not win.
It was some other horse that won.
Yep. And the horse that won, I can't remember, but it was a 10-1 shot. Epicenter posted off before the gate opened, I think, at 6-5. So, this horse race, I would not have put any money on, no matter what. Now, here in, 3 weeks, we've got the Preakness. Belmont. Okay. Now, that one, we're going to have
the horse that won the Kentucky Derby.
Yep, we'll be there. So, let's see what the odds are. But this last race, the pace was slow.
Well, I'm going to tell you, not only did I not watch it, I kid you not, and you know how I am about horse racing. You know, normally I'm the one, I didn't date the Derby. Let me look at the Preakness. And I have a lot going on. And I just really, when I realized that it was the Preakness weekend, it just did not, you know, like I said, when I finally realized, I want to say I realized like 45 minutes before post. And I just, my enthusiasm wasn't there. I was like, well, I could have placed a bet online. And I was like, you know what? I just wasn't feeling it. And part of it is, and I have to say this because, for one, it's sincere. And two, it's the right thing. The Bees After Dark family sends their condolences out to the people, to the families of the people who lost their lives in the tornado in Gaylord, Michigan.
For people that don't know.
And I woke, and actually I think that's what really wore on me, because I was out running around at the time that tornado hit on Friday. And even though I was nowhere near Gaylord, when that call hitting kind of close to home for you. For those of y'all who don't understand, anytime a tornado hits in the state that you live in, even if you're not close to it, that's called hitting close to home, because you think about what time it hit and where you would have been. And
yeah,
if the gas prices were a little bit cheaper, let's just keep it real. Gas prices is keeping a lot of people in place. If the gas prices were cheaper, I may have been near that area, just because it's a Friday, and here in Michigan, we as Michiganers, we tend to travel up north for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's a, hey, we just want to get away from the city. We want to go to another setting. And the travel here is really beautiful. We have a lot of beautiful places to go. So it's not unusual for you to take off early on a Friday from work and to hop in your car and go up north. And that's where Gaylord is. So, you know, they've been showing that on the news, and that's really been hitting me, because all you can think about is, damn, you know,
yep,
a whole community is gone, you know. Thank God there was only a couple of people who lost their lives. They were in their 70s. But when you look at the devastation, all I can say is thank God that people are safe. I mean, they've got to rebuild. They've got to get their homes, but they have their lives.
Yes.
You know, so
I mean,
I've been seeing it. I may be posting a GoFundMe in the next few weeks. I'm actually getting details. It is not for me. So let me put that out there. I'm a veteran, and I've never made that a secret. I found out from one of my neighbors there's a veteran that's in need of a ramp on their home. I am not handy with a hammer, okay? Let's make that clear. You don't want me hammering nothing. You really don't. What you want me to do is to find somebody to get that hammer and put it down for you. You don't want me hammering. But there is a veteran in need here of a ramp, and they need their they just had their bathroom done by the Veterans Administration, but they did it wrong. And they said there is no more funding. So I'm waiting to get additional information. I was just talking to my neighbor today. Anytime I find out a veteran needs something, I try to, you know, I ask. And I will tell you that I don't – and I'm going to say this because I know a lot of people will say, V, why are you saying this? But I have to say it. You may, just because you may be some racist-ass, backwards-ass person that I probably would never care about, if you're a veteran, I look past that. I'm going to be honest. I will look past it because I can, and this may sound crazy, I can look past you being a backwards-ass individual, because if you need something, I will hope that you would say, fuck that, I'm going to take it from the N-word if that's what you're calling me, because help is help. And this veteran is not like that. Let me put that out there. This veteran that I'm talking about is not like that. But whenever I hear a veteran needs something, if I'm able to help or send them the right resources, I try to. My neighbor actually, she was like, she asked me, because she kept saying, you know who his daughter is, you know his son is. And I looked at her and I said, because there are children around, I always use acronyms that adults can understand. I said, you know, I got CRS. She said, you know who she is. You talk to her all the time. You don't dislike her. You like everybody, B, you know. And I was like, I got CRS. And, you know, she's like, see? I was like, and, you know, she was telling her how, as soon as I found out he was a veteran, I was like, what does he mean? I don't know this man from dirt. All I know is that he's a veteran and he's neat. So as I get more information, I may post a GoFundMe page. I am going to make some phone calls, but they're going to give me more information, because he may be going into long-term care where that will dismiss that need that's there. But I will keep, if the need arises, I will talk about it and I will tell people where to go. Because it's something that, you know, we always as a veteran, we really are not looked for. And I say that I have, thank goodness, within the past 20 years, they have been recognizing veterans. But I can tell you, I've been a veteran more than 20 years. I've been shit on for a long time, okay? I have been told to my face things that I will not repeat just because when I think about them, it still pisses me the fuck off. And these are things that have been said to my fucking face about me being a veteran. And they're not good things. So for the people who have changed their attitudes towards us, I thank you. But, and yeah, I guess my Moscato is kicking in, so I'm slurring a little bit. But I did drink some Moscato. My first drink in about 3 weeks. Moscato with melatonin and sleepy time tea. Hell of a combination, huh?
Well, I was going to say, Moscato, that's good shit. I like it.
You know what? I'm going to say this because anybody who knows me knows that I like what I like, and you will very seldom hear me talk about some high-end brand alcohol. I just like what I like. I mean, if anything, if you know me, you know that as far as liquor, I try to support the Tracy Distillery.
Mm-hmm.
I try to support local. I'm going to say this because I know people are going to laugh. The best fucking Moscato is at Aldi. There's something about that goddamn Moscato from Aldi that'll fuck you up like a goddamn bottle of goddamn moonshine.
Oh, damn.
That's hot. Yes. And it's smooth. Go to Aldi, get their Moscato. It's good. Now, for you people who don't understand what moonshine do, I'll let Greg explain, because I know about moonshine, but Greg, explain about some good-ass moonshine.
Okay, I'll put it this way. Moonshine is stronger, should be, than Everclear. Everclear is like, what, 180 proof?
Yeah.
Or something like that? Moonshine, if it's done right, yes, it burns, but it does actually go down smooth.
I was going to say,
it will fuck you up.
Real moonshine takes up on you.
Oh, big time. And I've got some moonshine that is made with salted caramel or caramel.
Ooh,
in the fridge right now.
Do I need to come down to Oklahoma?
And that's homemade.
Do I need to come to Oklahoma? You hear me? Do I need to come to Oklahoma?
Yeah.
You know,
Oh.
I'm going to get a cheap flight in the OKC. I'll come to OKC to put some alcohol, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I have more than one reason to come to OKC. So for anybody saying, you lush. Greg knows I have more than one reason to come to OKC.
Yes. Now, I'll put it this way. This moonshine guy that I am in contact with and buy, he's got like 90 different flavors.
Ooh,
and some
damn
are stronger than others. Back in the, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, moonshine was made strong, and it is almost strong enough you could put it in your gas tank and drive on it because it is so strong.
The last really good, and I want y'all, okay, people, I'm going to put a disclaimer out there because I know y'all going to say, I could go to the store and buy moonshine. The mason jar moonshine that they sell at the liquor store, yes, that really is moonshine. That's from Tennessee. But because it's made in such large batches, it does fuck you up and it is really good. As a person who loves that moonshine, it's good.
And there's, what's his name? NASCAR actually got its start as a sport because of moonshine. And Junior Johnson actually has his own moonshine, and he was one of the drivers back in the day. But, yeah, moonshine got its start with NASCAR, or NASCAR got its start.
Now, Greg,
because
the last time I had some really good
law.
Moonshine, when my uncle passed away, God rest his soul, he passed away in 2002. And, you know, we're from Alabama. And I want everybody to, I want y'all to listen to what I'm saying clearly. Unlike that liquor that you go to the liquor store and buy, each state has their own formula for moonshine. So what you get in Alabama ain't going to be the same that you get from Oklahoma. And what you get from Oklahoma ain't going to be what you get from Tennessee. So that's why you will never hear someone say, like you just heard me say this, the moonshine that you actually can buy in the liquor store actually is real moonshine. That's made in Tennessee. I'm not knocking it. As a person who's got that moonshine in my fridge, I will tell you that damn shit is good. But I will tell you that the moonshine I had when my uncle passed away, the moonshine we had, you ready for this, Craig? Was in wine bottles. It was in some wine bottles. And when I tell you that for anybody who doesn't understand, when Southerners, we don't have wicks. We really do the repass. But I know that in the North, they talk about celebrating when a person passed. You ain't been to a funeral until you go to a Southern funeral. Because, see, I don't care where you go in the South, we party. We party like a motherfucker when a person passed. And that is just straight up, Greg, am I wrong? When a person dies, you be like, what the hell are they doing? We party. We party motherfucking hard when a person dies.
It's a party and it's a celebration.
So
you got
my uncle
lots
passed,
of food,
even,
lots of drink. Oh, yeah, you got it all.
Oh, it's a fucking weekend celebration. That's why funerals are normally had on Saturdays because, see, we started fucking celebrating like on Friday night, okay? We normally drunk at the funeral. Let's just keep it clear. We normally drunk at the funeral. I was sober at my uncle's funeral only because I had to work the day before and I drove from Detroit. But when I tell you that, I don't know what time we went to bed. I can be very honest. I do not know. And I had to drive back to Detroit. I don't know what time we went to bed. I know we was talking cash shit. When I say cash shit, we was partying. We had to put the kids out the room. I think we plopped them all in front of a TV. Don't get me wrong. We had a bunch of children there. My children were there also. I can't tell you. I know we was drinking. And we was talking shit. Because we was talking shit. We was talking shit about I went to the club when I was in the military and how I stepped the shower, dude. That's when everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's how we are. You know, we ain't taking shit. Now, I didn't know the guy from nothing, but he hit my ass. He deserved to have his ass beat. I didn't say that shit. But Southern funerals are really parties, and they are like 3 and 4 day parties. You normally party really if the person passes away in the South, and the majority of the family is in the South, you normally start celebrating like on Thursday night, okay? Because as soon as we have what we call family hour. Now, family hour should be in parentheses, family hour. It should really be happy hour plus. Because rest assured, if you go to a family hour in the South, it might not be no alcohol in a funeral home, but I rest assured somebody got some liquor in their car, okay? I'm just keeping it real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got some shots out in the car, and family, you have the family hour / viewing for like 2 days before the funeral. You have viewing on Thursday and Friday and Saturday at the funeral. So I'm telling you, you being lit. You start getting lit like about 4 o'clock Friday, Thursday afternoon, and we celebrating, we crying, we cussing, we fussing, we doing everything.
Oh, so yeah.
That was the last time I had some really good moonshine, was when my uncle passed away in 2002. I haven't, because now the sad part is that my family members who made moonshine, all of them have passed away. And I don't know if my family members from my generation are making moonshine, because I really don't have conversations with them like that. That doesn't mean they're not doing it. I just have not went to Alabama to have that conversation. And for one,
right.
I'm kind of scared. Moonshine can be a dangerous-ass thing. I'm just going to make that clear.
Oh.
Because, see, moonshine, even if you don't think you can have a baby, you might make a baby. Moonshine is that shit where I tell people, if you are of childbearing age, I suggest 2 or 3 goddamn condoms and some serious motherfucking birth control, because depending on what's the situation while you're drinking some moonshine will depend on what happened. If it's a funeral, no, you're not having sex. But if it's just that, we was out chilling and we was at so-and-so's house, yeah, you might be getting laid. It ain't a bad thing. It's just that moonshine creeps up on you. That is. So when people be talking about moonshine, I be like, no, real moonshine creep up on your ass.
I love Long Island iced teas, and those will creep up on you too. Moonshine creeps up even slower and goes, oh, guess what, bitch? Nah, you ain't doing much.
You know what? I have not had a Long Island in a while because I think I told you about this, I used to go to this bar. And they used to make these watermelon Long Island, and that shit really creep up on you. And I haven't had one in some years. And actually, this Moscato that I just drank, it's the first serious drink where I actually filled a bottle. But that's because I didn't feel like throwing it in my fridge. So I was like, okay, I'll drink it. I'll go to sleep. Listen, I started drinking at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So you know I'll be good by the morning because it's only a bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah.
But
Moscato, it's awesome.
And for anybody to understand, no, I'm not drinking no liquor with this. Liquor will not be good with this. But I am drinking some Sleepy Time tea. So what you're hearing is a combination of Sleepy Time tea, melatonin, and Moscato. And I'm full. So I ate about 5 o'clock and I had me some butterfly shrimp. No, I did not make them. These are store bought that CPAC, you know, the one that the company that all they do is seafood. Yeah. I did that in the oven. So I'm in chill mode right now. Before I bring in Randy and change subject, because you know we can't really talk about food apparently. We will not have a show next week. Next week is the day before Memorial Day. We never have a show before Memorial Day. The reason being is because if you are like me, we do not celebrate on Memorial Day because Memorial Day is always a Monday. I like to chill on that Monday. I barbecue on Sunday because I need that next day to possibly recover. Now, for folks who ain't got no jobs, y'all do that fucking partying on Memorial Day. I will probably be someplace doing some type of community service or something on Memorial Day. I will not be drinking and eating on Memorial Day. I will have drank and ate the day before. Just saying. But I'm going to bring in Randy. I just want to let everybody know we will not be on next week. We will be on the following week. And this is a tradition, and then we'll only have 4 shows up, and then we'll go on summer hiatus. What was you going to say, Greg?
Yeah, I've got a concert next Saturday. Then Sunday, I'm working on my air conditioning in my car or truck. And then, it's recuperate because I'm going to be partying Saturday and Sunday.
See? Need I say more? But let me bring in Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thing you told me last week about the foot thing, it works.
It's nice. I'm a little buzzed right now.
Huh?
Yeah, that's
about elevating your feet when you go to sleep. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, my feet. I don't have any pains on my feet when I put my foot on the floor.
Is that
I'm glad that helped you.
Yeah, I only had to take any medicine. But how's the weather over there? It's hot as hell here. Where I am.
It is comfortable here. It is comfortable.
We are below 70. 66 was the high.
I'm jealous,
we got a cold front.
We're in the 90s here. We got 90s yesterday. And it was 90s in the upper 90s yesterday. I think it was the low 90s today. Figure that much. Considering
I was watching that on the news. That they said the whole East Coast was hot as hell. We were in the 60s today. I just put the AC on my house, but that's because my house said it was 78 degrees, and I'm going to say this for somebody who say, Ms. V, open up a window. The reason why I did not open up a window is because when I lived in the city of Detroit, and I know y'all say I live in the burbs now, when I lived in the city of Detroit, my bedroom was upstairs. So I would open up the window, and I wouldn't have the air on as much. Because I live in a ranch home, and I don't have security bars on my home. I have security bars and stuff when I live in the city of Detroit. I don't have that on this home. Not that I don't need it. I just don't have them. But because I am a single woman, and I'm very paranoid, I'm not even gonna lie, I'm very paranoid and conscious, I don't, unless I'm wide awake, I don't open up my windows. So I have not had my windows open today. I just cut my air on because my house said there was 78 degrees high. And the only reason I really cut the air on is because I had dogs. If I didn't have dogs, I probably would not have cut my air on. But I will not open up my windows, not because I don't think I don't need to or because I'm bougie or any of that stuff. Is that I am very much aware that I'm a single woman who lives in a home.
Mm-hmm.
I love my dog. I don't doubt my dogs will take a bone out of a motherfucker, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to take a chance before they take that bone out of them. They might get me or something. So, windows locked, air on.
Let me ask you guys something. Have you watched the Preakness yesterday, or as I like to call it, Super Spreader?
I didn't watch it.
I did watch it.
I didn't watch it.
Yep.
You didn't watch it?
I did.
Oh.
I did not watch it.
You did not watch it. I
did not watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, to me, it was like, okay. The track was good, but the whole field, to me, they were slow. I mean, the pace that was set in the Kentucky Derby was, like 30 seconds faster. And this one's like, okay, we're just going to trial up around. And okay, yeah, let's go ahead and move up here. Okay,
Okay, I'm going to ask a stupid question. Were they drinking yesterday at the Preakness? You know, I want to say all three races has like a signature drink and a signature food. See,
well,
that my alcoholism is at the low bowl because
I think
like,
the signature
I know
drink is...
that.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, I know they use the white for bourbon for the Derby. But. Be honest, I wasn't watching the news a lot, but is it me or did they really not talk about the Preakness this year like they have done in the past due to the fact that the Derby winner was not running? Or was it
no?
Was it
that's why it, to me it was ho hum. It was, yeah, okay. Yeah, this, yeah, okay. Yeah,
It was slow pace. You're right. I mean, the Derby didn't start till about close to 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it
in
was
the evening.
After 6 o'clock my time. Which is it's like, don't we run a little bit earlier than this, guys?
Yeah,
yeah,
I've been watching it.
Yeah.
It always starts around 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, yeah. And this one, oh, my God. It just,
drag. Just drag on.
I mean,
okay, so I fucked up when I said that. Okay, Greg, remember earlier when I said, oh, well, I realized about 45 minutes before post time, and I was thinking post time. Again, I didn't watch it. Let me continue putting this thing right there. I didn't watch it. So when I assumed at 6 o'clock, that was like 45 minutes before post. They didn't start running until after 7 p.m., the prequel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's, see, that,
yep.
That shit would have had me. They were really on some shit, okay. Who was did somebody get their dick stuck yesterday or something and we just didn't know about it? I mean, because that is really, I mean, that's just, no wonder I didn't realize it. I mean,
yeah,
a number
it
of
was
reasons
light.
Why I didn't realize it. But still, I mean, that's kind of crazy to have a Preakness, because normally the Preakness, the Derby, and Belmont all start out about the same time, which is
mm-hmm.
normally about 6:30 in the evening, Eastern time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
5:30 Central Time, yes. And this one's like, when are you going to, I get to see, hey, riders up. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? This late? Wow.
I mean, it is drag. I mean, they started broadcasting locally around 1 o'clock. And then they switched the network about 4 o'clock. And we just sit there. People just sit there and sit there for 3 freaking hours until the horses take the field and ran the track and shit. That's like slow, you know what I mean?
Says wow.
Yeah, usually starts about.
Let me talk about other shit that's going on.
Okay.
Okay. Since the Preakness apparently was boring and slow as hell. Let's talk about other shit that could be boring and slow and other things. Let's see. Memorial Day is next weekend. For anyone who don't know the meaning of Memorial Day is the day that we remember those who have sacrificed their lives. Veterans Day and Memorial Day kind of go hand in hand. The reason why we have Veterans Day is because we honor those who are still alive who actually serve. Memorial Day is for those who did not make it. So please don't confuse Veterans Day with Memorial Day. For those of you who may say, we're looking at veterans on both days, you're correct. We're looking at veterans on both days, but on Memorial Day, we're really looking at, and this is my perspective as a Gulf War veteran, my perspective is that when I hear Memorial Day, I'm thinking about World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, the
Korea.
Civil War. And a lot of people don't really think about the Civil War, Korea also.
Yes.
But it's for all of our fallen heroes. And
yes.
I look at
any
it as
war.
A time to say... I look at it as a time to say, those who did not make it back home, we're remembering them, and we're giving honor to them. Because Veterans Day, and I want people to remember, Veterans Day is for the living. Memorial Day is for those who have sacrificed. And veterans who are living sacrifice also, but Memorial Day, they sacrifice their lives.
Yes, agreed. And that is Memorial Day to me is every single war that America has been in
mm-hmm.
since I mean, basically 1775, 1600s. Every single war that we have had is for the veterans that did not make it back here alive.
You know, so people, please take the time to remember, my grandfather was a veteran. I remember him on Memorial Day, even though he did not pass away until 1991. I remember him because as a veteran of the Army and the Navy, I remember him. If you are blessed enough to live near Arlington Cemetery, there is a fabulous ceremony that goes on. And if I'm not mistaken, they have started putting the flags out. It is such an honor. I do not know if they do it at all of the veteran cemeteries. I'm not going to lie and say I know for sure. I know Burlington does a fabulous thing where they put the flags out. I think they do it at the other national cemeteries. I'm not going to say they do for sure. But if you get a chance to see those flags waving, it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is a beautiful thing. Because when you think of the people who are there. And at Arlington, you also have some spouses. And look at the spouses who sacrificed also with their loved ones. So it is an honor. Speaking of honors, I just had a Brett come up to me. I guess he said he wanted to be recognized also. You still alive, baby? You're right here. But please, everybody, you know, take the time on Memorial Day. Don't just look at it. Okay, first of all, I'm going to say this because I know where I live and I'm going to hear it. Memorial Day is the official start of let us shoot off fireworks for whatever reason. My dick got hard. Let me shoot off the fireworks. I came for the first time in my life. Let me start shooting off fireworks. You know, do it respectfully. I am not going to say don't shoot them off. I am not shooting off fireworks on Memorial Day.
No.
But my neighbors do know. My neighbors do know. Come Juneteenth, oh, there's some shit going on. I actually already had my fireworks for Juneteenth. So they're in my garage with my brand new roof on it. They're in my garage already ready for Juneteenth. But for those of you who, oh, I got my first heart on. Let me show fireworks. Understand, most states and municipalities, regardless of where you live at in this country, you can shoot off fireworks normally from dusk to about 1 or 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
For those people who are going to bitch, I call you the Karens and Kens of the world. Karen and Ken, understand this. If you don't like the sound of fireworks, go get a fucking hotel room. If you can't fucking get a hotel room, get some earplugs. Do not post on your respective social media networks, regardless of what they may be, about how motherfuckers need to learn how to be considerate. Guess what? I think you should be considerate when you're driving down the motherfucking street. You got damn music blasting. But do I say anything? Do I say anything when you're at the light revving up your loud-ass motherfucking car? Do I say anything about the fucking motorcycles that I think are extremely too motherfucking loud? Ken, Karen, go suck a dick in a pussy and have a great motherfucking day.
Very true.
Just because you don't like them does not mean that you get to infringe on others.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Just because you may not like them, again, does not mean you have to. You get the right to infringe what you feel on others. Ken, Karen, go suck a motherfucking dick and pussy and have a great motherfucking day. Because guess what? There are going to be fireworks. There are going to be fireworks in outside of the noise ordinance. If you do not want to hear the fireworks, understand, from May 31st, or let's call it the real thing, from Memorial Day until after Labor Day, there will be fireworks. If you have dogs, keep them in the motherfucking house. I have dogs.
Oh, yes.
Guess what? On Juneteenth, because I will be shooting off fireworks, my dogs will actually be in crates. You know why they will be in crates? Because I don't want my dogs to be injured. That is what I am doing. Whenever I shoot off fireworks, and I shoot off fireworks normally twice a year, sometimes three times, but I now that
yep.
Juneteenth is the official holiday, I normally only do it twice, New Year's Eve and Juneteenth. Those 2 days
yeah.
that I shoot off fireworks in my yard, my dogs are in my house in crates. I also am courteous enough to tell my neighbors. Do I go broadcast to every motherfucking neighbor in my subdivision, which is only over 2,500 people? Hell to the motherfucking no. I ain't got that type of energy. But I do give the respect to my next-door neighbor to say, hey, I'm going to be shooting off fireworks. And they give me the same respect when they have a party. Ken and Karen, go suck a dick and have a motherfucking Coke. Or you know that Memorial Day is coming up. Go find a fucking hotel room, okay?
That's
if
it.
You don't like it, posting on your respective social media will not change it other than to get somebody to cuss your bitch ass out. Because I have now decided to call you Ken and Karen. Because I think that you need to get a fucking life. I think that if your job in life is to complain about fireworks, you ain't getting a dick or a pussy or either or. Maybe you need dick and pussy. Either way, you ain't getting enough of it. Don't bring that shit on social media. I'm just saying.
Agreed.
Like I said, I don't post on social media about the motorcycle. I don't post on social media about the loud music. I don't post on social media that some of you motherfuckers need to put a motherfucking shirt on. Why? Because in all actuality, don't nobody give a shit for me. Unless it is a safety hazard for your motherfucking neighborhood, shut the fuck up. If you have not bothered to call the police, or if you have called the police and they have told you to shut the fuck up, don't turn around and post this shit on social media because the police told you to shut the fuck up. I am under the philosophy that I would rather you shoot off fireworks than shoot off a gun. Straight bullets will hit randomly in places that you expect. You are less likely to have fireworks cause damage than you are to, quote-unquote, the people who want to shoot off their damn gun, quote-unquote, straight up in the air. Because you don't know where them bullets going. Fireworks do injure people also. I'm not saying they don't. But when done properly and safely, the odds of something happening are rare. Where I live at, we spray down the roofs. Like, I'm spraying down the roof on my house and my garage, and I'm spraying down the roof on my neighbor's house. That's what we're doing.
Yep. Yep. And like you said, shooting up guns in the air, hey, trust me, that shell is coming straight down somewhere, and it could hit somebody. So it could actually fire it up. It comes straight down and shoots the guy that basically shot the shell. So, yeah, it's like, no, guns, leave them out. Fireworks, safer, but spray down your roofs, especially if it has been dry.
Right.
Ken and Karen, if you don't like it, go get a hotel room and suck a dick.
Exactly.
And for those of you who get offended that I said Ken and Karen, go suck a dick. Because I'm not going to apologize for saying Ken and Karen. So if you don't like the fact that I use the term Ken and Karen, again, suck a dick.
Ain't that big of a deal.
Ain't that fucking serious to me. What's more serious to me is I look on social media, and I was actually talking to one of my neighbors because I posted something on social media a few weeks ago. And I don't post on social media. Anybody knows me, Miss V being quiet on social media. But even Miss V, the private citizen, who does post on social media occasionally, I still don't post on there that much. And my neighbor was wondering if that was me. And, you know, and I told her that I went in and I shut down the comments because it had gotten really nasty. I had been called a racist on this social media site that I was on. And all I was doing was putting out information. And it was very detailed information. But because people are internet trolls, and they have nothing else to do but to be nasty. Thank God on the social media shop. And I will tell everybody, because nobody knows exactly where I live and you don't know my last name. The social media site that I'm on is called Nextdoor, and it's for neighborhoods. And I post the information out there. I mean, I got called racist. Oh, I got called out my name a whole lot. And it really went to a brand new level of political. I wasn't even talking about political shit on there. I was posting about something that I thought my neighbors needed to know, and it could have went real left. I think I let 15, I think there was about 16 comments, and when I saw that it was really getting ready to go to a level where it shouldn't have gone, thank God, thank you Nextdoor app for having the ability to allow us to go in and shut off comments. Once I saw that it could potentially go to a let me start attacking shit mode really quick, because they had already started the attack mode, I went and shut down all comments. And I did that because the people who made some comments, they weren't all bad, but one person made a comment, and I told them, I sent them a private message, and I told them, I will not take my post down. How about you take what you said down, because you really don't know what the fuck I know. And I sent that privately because I am one person, and I'm going to say this to anybody who's on social media. When you have a public argument with a person, you look just as ignorant as they are. Slide and say motherfucking DMs. If you don't, for those of y'all who don't know what a DM is, that's a direct message. Slide in there and tell that person how you feel. And be done with it. Plain and simple. If they choose to reply back, they will. If not, they have seen your fucking message. Do not go publicly with this shit because you look, and I call people what they are, internet trolls. I don't have time for fucking internet trolls. I actually have a full-time motherfucking job in a life. I also have a business. And I will never, well, let's rephrase that. I will try my damnedest not to have anything that I post on social media be associated with my business or reflect negatively on my family. Because remember, what you say does not only reflect what you do. Regardless if your family feels that way or not, they will twist it. And I always think about, when I post this, who will this affect? Sometimes I don't give a shit because I'm going to be honest. I feel the way I feel, and if you think that this is how everybody else feels, fuck you. Do I go on the trolling aspect? No. But I do think about how this will affect my family. I have family members that are politicians. So I am very careful when I post shit, especially when it's political, unless it's truly how I feel. And my family members know that if I feel strongly about something, I can give a fuck unless they're in politics, because they can kiss my ass also.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they don't feel the way I feel. But overall, I try to keep those comments to myself, because there is a time and a place for political comments. Now, if you're responding to something, or in my case, I will normally share on my personal page information like from where I've signed a petition. I have not been sharing any petitions lately because the current hot topic is Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
I know how that could affect my family members politically. I know my view on it. I also know that it is easier for me to talk about this show on my show, which we will not talk about. We're not going to dive into it. But I will say that if I wanted to really voice my view, this is where I would do it at, because this is my show, and my family members do not come on this show. But I will tell you is that even that's a topic that I have kept off social media, because everybody, I don't have to agree with your view. You are entitled to your view, like I'm entitled to mine.
Yep.
What I will tell you is that some fucking social media troll will not sit here and start bashing me and accusing me of something because of what they think. And I'm so tired of hearing about, I'm going to put something out here, and I want everybody to hear this, because I'm tired of hearing this shit. Okay, when you start talking about a particular political party being pedophiles and sex rings, I want you to do something that you may not have thought about. The former commander-in-chief actually used to support Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. They were good friends. Does that make that individual a pedophile also? Watch what the fuck you pointing at people. I am not saying one or the other, but when you start making statements, look at who people associate with. Does that only pertain because you feel this way politically, or is this what you truly think?
Agreed. And that's the funny thing. People forget what happened back in the 80s, 90s, and then stardom as far as, oh, celebrities, sports, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand? Where do you affiliate with? What do you support? Then come 2000, most of that shit is out the window. And it is one political party, one race, one momentum that needs to stop.
And for those of y'all who do not understand, Reagan and I are two different political parties. If you've noticed, we have not said one political party or the other. You know why? Because the topic that we're talking about actually should not be a political topic. It's truly what you believe. Because when you start talking about people being pedophiles and selling children and what's this other shit that's going on with that, I haven't even kept track of that because I think it's stupid.
Correct.
But when you sit there and say, oh, this is what they do, and this is what they do, you better look, watch and say, what's that old saying, follow the money? That money that you ain't following might have been supporting that, quote unquote. Okay, first of all, I don't believe that there's a pedophile ring out there. If I don't believe the upper echelons are fucking sucking the blood or drinking the blood or whatever they said of fucking small children and whatever that other crazy shit is. I'm just going to put it out there. This crazy shit of sucking the blood or drinking the blood or like I said, whatever the fuck they're talking about, because I think it's so crazy that I don't know how a rational person could associate that with a political party, because that's a form of satanic cultism. I'm probably saying it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not political. That's crazy. I mean, that's the only way to put it.
Yeah.
That's not political. That's just crazy. And when you start trying to make it political, then you're skewing your own views. Because I can tell you that as a person who has studied politics and studied it hard, I'm going to put something out there, and I want people to just go and research it. We have a two-party system in this country, the Republicans and the Democrats. For a long time, people and the Democrats were for big money. It's the roles have reversed. But I want people to look at their history. How about both parties? Y'all talking all this shit. How about you go back and force the civics be taught in school? Because I think part of the problem is that this shit is not being taught in school. I grew up where you had to learn not about Democrats and Republicans. Let's go back to ABC, Schoolhouse Rock. They didn't talk about Republicans and Democrats on Saturday morning, ABC, Schoolhouse Rock. We learned about a bill.
Amen.
What happened about teaching our children about the real responsibility of the House of Representatives and the Senate? The judicial branch, the congressional branch, the legislative branch. How about we go back and teach our children that? And how about we teach our fucking politicians that? Because at the end of the day, I think every motherfucking politician needs to go back to school and learn what it's about.
Amen.
Because I can tell
yeah.
you, growing
mm-hmm.
up, I learned in school, we used to have mandatory civics classes. Civics. Now, I know that y'all might not understand what civics is, but there was civics. It was mandatory. You did not graduate from high school, I learned civics. You didn't learn about being a Democrat or a Republican in school. You know what you learned in school? Civics. You learned how a bill
yep.
was made. You learned how, you learned actually about the three branches of the government. Legislative, executive.
Agreed. I mean,
you learned
that's it. Thing is, people have to get back to, okay, we have two parties, three, but Senate and the House, those people that we vote in, I think you belong or share my beliefs, but listen to the people that voted for you to get your ass in office. It's not
First
about
you. First of all,
you.
I
it's
think that you shouldn't make over $300,000 a year
people.
As a motherfucking legislator. If you make over $300,000 a year in public or private life combined, you need to go because you can't relate to the people. And I say $300,000 because
nope.
that's a current living wage for this country. I do not.
Exactly.
Mitch McConnell needs to go. You're a fucking millionaire bitch. Do you even know what a bridge car looks like? You know,
there's
what's called a bridge car
here
in Michigan.
They need to go.
When
bunch
I say, and I
yes.
just, okay, and it's on all sides. I mean, our fucking commander-in-chief dabbles in real estate, okay? If you break $1 million, you don't need to be the fucking president. If you break $1 million, you don't need to be my conference person. If you break $1 million,
well,
you don't need to be my senator. You know why?
Hey.
Because if you're breaking $1 million, how the fuck are you going to relate to me? Because I ain't broke $1 million.
Yep. Now, this is my thing, too. You got to think. Back when this country was founded, started, those people did a job and got paid so much. Then it was over for a certain time. They went back to their business to make money. Now, the politicians that we have up there today are making more money than what their business made.
Don't let them have a real job. Their job is politics, and I have a problem with that. But you know what? We could get into all this.
And I do, too. Agreed.
And what I will say, ending this week, because we won't be back in 2 weeks, politicians, listen to us. I want you to come. First of all, I think every single congressional person and senator should have to live 6 months like their lowest wage earner constituent.
Bingo.
Go. I want you to live 6 months like one of these people. And I think that when you actually have to live the way these people live, and remember I just said lowest wage earner, not your high-end constituent, the person who has to get child care, has to pay their rent, their gas, their light,
yep.
their water, the
mm-hmm.
person who is living paycheck to paycheck. I want you to live 6 months like your lowest paid constituent and then go back and vote on some shit and tell me how you feel about it.
Well, that's fine. We
Amen.
Need term limits. How can you spend 40, 50, 60 years in House or Senate? No, term limits.
I'm halfway against term limits. We can talk about that next time. We've got term limits, and I'm going to tell you why I was for term limits since I started seeing them here in Michigan. I'm not against them, but there has to be a rational number, if that makes sense. But let's talk about this topic in 2 weeks. Everybody, go have some barbecue and beer. If you don't drink beer, have a drink. If you don't have a drink, have a Coke. I'm not being facetious. I'm just trying to cover everybody because everybody don't drink alcohol. Eat well. Be happy. Celebrate life. Let's remember those who we've lost, be it that they are a veteran or not. Let's take next week to remember those who have sacrificed for us. Have a
Amen.
Great week, everyone. And I don't have my glasses on. I took them off because I wanted to chill while I was doing the show. But y'all know what that means when I don't have my glasses on. Everything looks tiny to me. But I want everybody to have a great week. We're going to enjoy ourselves. Be happy. This is Real Talk. And we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Bye.
People, share the love. Give someone a hug and smile.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this. People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has that.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.